Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Easy Tarot Lessons. I am that guy, right? I'm your host, Dusty White. Got Sally here with me. We're kind of doing a series here. Letter from the mailbag. Thank you very much, by the way. The question is, how do you deliver bad news in a tarot reading? We covered this extensively. Just to let you know, I have a course. I would like you all to start for $1 and consider staying. It's $10 a week. It's about like 40 some dollars a month because there's 43 and a half. No, it's 4.325 weeks in a month. So it's not exactly 40. And then there's like $2 for PayPal. Point is, it's, you know, 10 bucks a week. I want the ability, well, I would hopefully have the ability. I want the chance to teach you how to be a super high quality tarot reader. If you want to read tarot professionally, great. There's an app for that. We have lessons for that. I want to get you in tarot study groups where you can work, where you don't just learn the lessons, right? I invented this stuff where we bring you all together and hopefully we'll find just the right schedule for you. It's kind of hard. I mean, I can't tell people, get in here now. But we have enough people to where we can pretty much figure anybody schedule at any time. It's at easytarotlessons.com. You're more than welcome to try it out. If you don't like it, let me know. I'll give you $1 back. If you stay for a month, it's going to be something like 40-some dollars a month, you know, $10 a week. So that's the advertisement. I would like you to get there, try it, see what it's like learning with other people. You will need the easiest way to learn in the tarot ever. That's the white book on Amazon. And at some point, you will want to pick up the black book, which is Advanced Tarot Secrets. Don't worry. We make it fun. We make it easy. We walk you through everything. We've got so many lessons for you. Now, today we have some free mail, free news for you, free lessons, whatever. Call it what you will. We'll figure it out at the end, right? So my point is that if you are giving a reading, you know, and this applies to yourself, if you're reading for yourself, but I'm just going to apply this for simplicity, that you're giving a reading for someone else. Now, this doesn't so much apply to one card readings or three card readings, because those aren't readings. Those are just random cards. This means you've actually taken your time to cast a 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 card spread, you know, and the smaller the spread, the less accurate and less detailed. And you don't really save any time. You save here. Here's what you save: card one, card two. I'm dealing with cards, right? Cards 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You save like 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Think about that. If you're going to be reading for 20, 30 minutes and you want to actually have that person believe you and you impress them, and they're listening. That's the important thing. I don't want you wasting your time. I want people listening to what you have to say and considering it and going, you know what? This is good advice. I'm going to follow this advice. This is where your larger spreads come in handy. They give you more detail. And the idea of just trying to cheat, you know, 2, 3, 4 card reading, you're only hurting yourself. I'm trying to rid you of that habit so you don't hurt yourself. This is extremely important. Trust me, I've been doing this for decades. My students have been doing this for decades, some of them years, many of them, some of them have been reading longer than I have been alive. Now, they're few and far between because, you know, they got to be pretty old to get up before I do or whatever, you know. But we've been around for quite a while. So we have your best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. Please trust us. So, straight from the school, here's a free lesson. If you're giving a reading, and I'm going to assume that you're up at least around 8, 9, 10 cards. You know, let's say Celtic Cross, right? Simple spread, overview, works. Everybody loves it. It works really, really well. Maybe not everybody loves it, but it does work really well. It's a good overview spread. So you're reading and you see bad news, either in the past, the present, or the future. Now let's stop for a moment. If you see bad news in the past, you know, oh, you had a rough childhood, or wow, you got sexually assaulted. You know, that's pretty brutal, right? Or you just got robbed, or, you know, Bernie Madoff took all your money. If you see And your intuition will tell you, and the cards will tell you, if you see something in the past, I promise you, 99 out of 100 times, your client already knows this.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to tell them, but with all spreads, you want to verify them. I teach how to verify the spreads in Advanced Tarot Secrets. It's in the black book. I also teach in the course. But for right now, we're just going to say, verify the spread before you start going blah, 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 and putting your reputation on the line. Just verify the spread. Now, let's say you don't have a book. Let's say you don't want to buy the book. I don't want to give you any money, you damn hippie. All right. Look at the cards. Do the cards make sense? Do they speak to you? Are they just like, you know, here's a whole bunch of cards. I'm just doing card meanings from a book, or I memorize these, or I'm doing it numerologically or Kabbalistically or tarot from Egypt, any of this crap that doesn't really work. Tarot works through your intuition. The cards spark something in that noggin, right, in your brain,
right.
And the words just kind of vomit out. That's when you're giving the best readings. So in other words, you just vomit out the words. Now, it does not mean, oh, I'm an intuitive reader. I just say whatever comes to mind. I don't have to study anything. Being an intuitive reader doesn't mean you don't actually study card meanings, learn spreads, understand the goldfish bowl of meanings, understand reversals, uprights, you know, how everything works together. Being an intuitive reader doesn't mean you just get to say whatever comes to your mind, because that is how you give crappy readings and you earn a bad reputation over time.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do, though, is you want to stay within a certain framework. That's why images have pictures on them. If they were all just blank cards, you could say whatever you want. Oh, this card means blah, blah, blah. How do you know? Because my intuition tells me. No, we have images on there to guide our intuition. Super important. And your intuition is nothing more than a gateway or a valve. For simplicity, I'm going to go monotheistic and say between God and you. Or if you want to say the gods or spirit guides, see, I'm not being so simplistic after all. However you connect with the universe, the divine, whatever, that information flows through a gateway we call your intuition. This is why we talk about it in the mystery schools. Shh, don't tell anybody. I'm letting you know this. I'll kick me out. Now, it's not like anybody's going to hear this anyway, right? Your Honor, didn't you, as we heard from the recording, he said nobody's going to, oh, shh. Okay, well, fine. Maybe people, hopefully people will hear this. I want everybody to hear this. Yeah, I get a big microphone. Here's what they teach you in mystery school. It's not a mystery anymore, is it? So, look, use a bunch of cards.
All the cards. No.
yeah. Just use all the cards. You just throw up cards in here. There's actually spread like that, but we really, really don't talk about that. That's one thing you don't talk about, Fight Club. Use a spread that works for you. A spread that works for you means it's giving honest, detailed, highly reliable information. You can go to the bank on that information. You can say, oof, I can put my last dollar on this because I know this is good. God's not lying to me, right? Or however you want to put it. That's the kind of spread you use, right? Again, for most people, it's somewhere between an 8 and 12 card spread. It's, you know, you go a little bit larger than that, it gets a little confusing. I'm not bad mouthing super large spreads, but for your daily use, 8 to 12 is the sweet spot. Again, for simplicity, we're just doing Celtic Cross because everybody knows what that is. And I have to explain it over and over. So if you see cards in the past or the present, you're like, oh, wow, that looks bad. Here's what you do. Open the black book, right? I teach all about that. But in the meantime, you don't have that. Take a deep breath and remind yourself, what was the exact question you asked? Not what were you asking about. Well, I'm asking about Sally's love life. Okay. No. What was the question you asked? Because both of those are important. If the cards don't relate exactly to what you ask, then you've got random cards. I hate it when I see this. And I hope you guys, I hope you're listening. I hope you've never done it. And I hope you never see it. but you will. Hopefully you'll see it and not do it. Oh, no, 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 no. The cards aren't telling you about what you want to know. The cards are telling you about something completely different. Cards never lie. No, it does not work like that. I pray, baby Jesus. No, it doesn't work like that. I promise you, if you ever go to a, quote, psychic, and you're like, tell me about my relationship, or tell me about my job, or hey, should I do this? And the person goes, no, you've got a past life thing. And again, God bless past lives. But unless that past life is telling you where they buried the gold, or what to do specifically right now that you're going to have tangible effect, somebody is wasting your money. Somebody is lying to you. If somebody says, oh, no, what you came here for is not important. No, if you came there and you asked questions, and especially if you put money down, doesn't mean it's okay if it's free. It's not like, oh, if it's free, I can talk about anything. But especially if you put money down and somebody's trying to tell you something other than what you're asking about, you need a GTFO.
Right.
I'd like you to punch them in the nose, but please don't, because I don't want to incite violence. Besides, it's like against the law. So just you know, politely go and try to get your money back, or don't pay them or whatever. But don't put up with bad readings. Go to somebody who's going to answer the question you have. Now, in the meantime, we don't do that. That means you. Somebody asks you a question, stick to that question. What are they asking about? You don't have to ask the exact question. What you're after is formulate the question that's going to get you the information that by the time it's translated into their ears, you know, from your intuition to your head to your mouth, their ears, there's all these different ways. And I'll say, hey, you're going to face it and stop a clock. She's like, what do you mean by that? Well, I was just, Your Honor, I was just saying her beauty was timeless. It's like, there's a translation here. That's why we have semantics. So, the point is, go back to the question. Go back to the question you asked, right? You know, and look at the cards. Do the cards, you know, do they feel right? Do they make sense? All right, so far we're good. Now talk to your client. And I just use the word client, is, you know, whatever. If it's something in the past or the present, don't hesitate to bring it up. Mm-hmm. Don't try to avoid it. It's not going to do any good. And chances are, like I said, if it's happening or if it's happened, there's a 1% chance they won't know that it happened. You know, they may not know who did it. You know, they may not know who stole their $100. That might be why they're coming to you. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, there's no karmic or metaphysical law that says, oh, just don't tell your client and everything will be okay.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. I know New Age people are like, oh my God, the tarot never says anything bad. No. It's like all the same thing. Don't read reverse cards. Yeah, because nothing ever bad ever.
No,
happened.
Never, but, never. It's all sunshine, yeah. Rainbows, confetti.
Yeah, we don't really need police or lawyers or firemen. I mean, because and hospitals, nobody ever dies. Nobody.
No,
ever gets sick.
No, never.
Nope. I live in fucking Care Bear land. Everything's always happy. And when we have a problem, we hug each other and we stare at it till the problem. I don't even know. I never watch that stupid show. No. Okay. I'm sorry. It's not a stupid show. I have no idea what Care Bears are, but yeah. The point is, first thing you do, verify your spread. You do this by looking at it, you know, going back over your head. What did I ask? And then, does everything feel right? Don't be afraid. If the cards are wrong, I'm telling you, pick them up, laugh it off, ha, 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 shuffle your cards and do a mea culpa to say, hey, you know, must have not been that burrito I ate. Just whatever it is, laugh it off and don't take it personally. And in your head go, you're going to do it right this time, you know, because the second spread will work. It always does it that way. If you ever run into this problem, don't be afraid to do it again. It will work. All right. So if something is coming up in the future and you see bad news,
mm-hmm.
Same thing, quick verification of the cards. Now we've got more to talk about, but I want to get that out of the way first. All right. Now, if you've just dealt out random cards, well, then this isn't bad news. It's just random cards. And that's what I'm getting at. Let's solve the problem by saying, first off, let's make sure they're not random cards. How do we do that? I just told you, you know, verify everything. If it's random cards, if your client was blah, 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 and you're like, oh, wait, I got distracted. And you know, you didn't shuffle enough, you know, or you shuffled past your ding, you know, or you didn't get your ding. You're like, oh my God, I've been shuffling for a minute. I better throw these cards out. Trust me, we've all done that. We've all gone, oh my God, I've been shuffling so much. It's been all of 45 seconds. I better do this quick.
Right.
This is why you really, really, really need to relax. And some people, I'll say clients just because, but some people that you're reading for, they won't let you relax. And they don't have it in for you, hopefully. I mean, you, again, 99 times out of 100, they don't. But there's always that one guy, right?
I'm thinking of the intentional saboteur.
Yeah, right. Really? Oh, I asked you a trick question. You psychic? You're not psychic enough to know that I tricked you. Ha ha ha. It's like, oh, by the way, if you ever get garbage, if you're ever, like, you're doing everything right, just get garbage, there is a very real chance your client is fucking with you. Your client is trying. Oh, mature language filter. Well, let's put it on there. You know, there's a chance that your client is really trying to, you know, screw with you. Don't. And the only way the cards can tell you is by coming out all garbagey. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean, oh, you did something wrong. That means cards are going, don't trust this person, or dig deeper. Find out what they're really asking. If you've been reading for any length of time, you're going to probably hopefully nod your head. You know, you start nodding now. People lie. People lie. People tell you their side of the story as if it's the whole story. And I'm not saying people are bad. It's just, you know, people do this kind of stuff. People like to play, let's play Stump the Psychic. Mm-hmm. So as much as I want to be Pollyanna-ish and everybody's happy and wonderful and nobody ever does anything bad, just be careful about too much trust. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, so we got into the checklist. And by the way, Sally.
Yes.
This is why we have exercise 3. Please remind the studio audience what exercise 3 is. I'm putting it on the spot, right?
Number 3. I think that's this happens to me, this happens to you. Is that right?
Yes. Well, technically that might be. I just remembered. We have exercise 1, exercise 1A.
It's 2, 3. Yeah, so that's
technically exercise 2. But it's the third one. Right. The third exercise 3 is like birds of a feather. So I apologize. I did trip you up. See, I was that. OK, so folks, that's exactly what happens. Your client will come in and go, oh, blah, 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 blah. And even if they don't mean to lie to you, they're totally lying to you. And then they're like, oh, wait, no, I'm not single. I'm married. Well, your reading doesn't make sense. You should have known that, Nostradamus, you know.
Right.
Okay, so I screwed up. It is called exercise 2. But you know which one I'm going after.
I do.
How does it work and how does it help?
Oh, put down 2 cards. The first one happens to you, the reader, and the second one happens to the person sitting across from you, next to you, in, you know, whatever. It happens to them. And if it's a good card, yay. If it's a bad card, sucks to be you.
Yeah, sucks to be you. Why do we do this?
So you get desensitized, you know, you get used to giving bad news to people you like. I mean, you're in this group, you know, we're in our groups. We actually do like each other for the most part, I guess. I don't know. Some people may hate me. Who knows? But we play together day in and day out. And we get used to just, you know, telling people good things, telling people bad things, dumps on you. Everybody laughs. You know, it's a great time.
And it is important because it's especially when you're reading for yourself. I've read books. How about that? I read some
written books. Yay!
And I could split it halfway down the middle and say the books that I read in my formative years, split right down the middle. Some were like, you should read for yourself. The other one's like, you should never read for yourself, mm-hmm. because the author was adamant, or the authors were adamant of these multiple books that people could not be honest with themselves. And
bias is a real thing, but.
Yes. And then there were books that said you should never read for anyone at all, or only read for yourself. It was just like depending on which mystery school or which pop author or which actual, you know, really decent scholarly author like me, depending, that's the word I'm looking for, right? It's a really hard word. Depending, kids, don't try this at home. Depending on which author you read, you're going to get different viewpoints. That's mm-hmm. fair. Mm-hmm. But in order so that you can read for people objectively and read for yourself objectively rather than subjectively, right. Exercise 2 really helps you understand that, you know, good cards are going to come up, bad cards are going to come up. The worst thing, I'm telling you, the worst thing in the world is when you sit down with somebody you like, or, and I'm just going to throw this out there because I know at least half of you are going to run into this situation, somebody you're attracted to,
right?
So someone you like or someone you want to like, I'm just gonna put it politely, right? You know, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, they're so nice, or they're so pretty, or they're so rich, or whatever. Just, you know, Cupid is like firing arrows at you. And you're like, oh, leave me alone, leave me alone. The point is that you're not yourself, right? So when you are this open, because remember, the whole point of reading the tarot is you are, Don't visualize this. You're naked. You're psychologically naked. You're literally dropping down all of your defenses because we're trying to listen to the voice of the divine. And what we've learned in mystery schools, and I'll tell you this, the sound of my voice, blah, 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 blah. That's your normal voice, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine that inside your head. There's a normal level of thought. Now, what we call intuition or the voices in your head, you have your imagination, your imaginary voices, and they'll be of, let's say, a certain bandwidth or certain volume level. Let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll between like 4 and 8, mm-hmm. you know, maybe, not probably not louder than that. Your intuition comes in at a 1 or a 2.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean you can't hear it. It's like when you're asleep, your voices are very, very quiet, but you can hear them quite well. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, you know, your intuition speaking from the bottom of a well. Hello up there. Can you hear me? Well, when you're asleep, it's like, yeah, why are you shouting? Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? Of course I understand the words coming out of my mouth. But then when you're awake, you'll know this, because when you meditate or when you channel information, when you're totally in the zone, this is where the yappy dog analogy comes in. It'll sound normal. Mm-hmm. It'll sound, and then your yappy dog mind goes, oh my God, what's going on? And it literally sounds several decibels higher. It's like it's shouting.
Yeah.
So one of the things we can tell, like, oh, how do we separate an imagination from intuition, is one of the things is the volume. This is a little off topic, but, you know, for free lessons, right? All right. Anyway, always tell the truth, right? Always. Oh, I know, as a Boy Scout, right? But look, always tell the truth in a reading. If you see something bad, say something bad. Okay. Don't hang up on this. Let me tell you again, if you're seeing it, even if it's coming in the future, chances are your client already knows. Think about it this way. People come to us and want to know the future.
Right.
By the time they come to us, unless they're just coming out of ha, 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 total curiosity. But usually by the time they come to us, they've already talked to somebody else. They've already talked to their priest, their lawyer, their counselor, their therapist, their friends. They've talked their friends to death. Uh-huh. Now they want to talk to us. So we're kind of last in line, like Ronnie James Dio. We're last in line, you know, whatever. I broke people's ears. But you can be diplomatic, right? You can couch your terms. You should write it down. You can couch your terms. You can offer disclaimers, right? You can say, well, here's what I'm seeing. Or be on the lookout for this.
Right.
Maybe it's not a good time to, you know, but don't mince words, because what happens is, let's say you don't give bad news, or let's say you water it down and blam, bad things happen. They come back to you like, hey, thanks a lot, bro. I wouldn't say that to you. They said to me, like, thanks a lot, you jerk. I came to you for advice and you didn't see this happen. You said everything's going to be fine.
Right, right. You know?
Or I went to another psychic and they told me bad things were going to happen. And I knew because I'm going through a divorce and blah, blah, blah. And then they start telling you all these bad things that you saw in the card or the cards. And here's the worst part of our job. We are not allowed to go, oh, yeah, hashtag, I saw that. Hashtag.
Didn't say anything to you. Yeah. Who's going to believe that, honestly?
Yeah, right? I mean, that's the oldest scam in the world. Oh, I was going to tell you that. Oh, wow. Here's some money just because you said you were going to tell me that. So remember, just because you say something or you don't say something doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why do we do this, Sally? Is there any way around this?
Yeah. I wasn't sure what you're asking.
It's a trick question. Well, you've been doing
it. There's always a way around it. I mean,
you taught you well, I hope.
That's
okay. Let me let you run with this because I want to hear what you have to say.
From my perspective, the way around it for me is when I'm looking at a spread, I look at how you got where you are. You know, say it's something that's coming in the future. You know, there's a bus heading your direction. And if you don't say something, if you don't do something, that bus is going to hit you. So you see something bad coming in a spread, and you start looking at the spread and think of, okay, how can you nudge things so that thing doesn't happen? Because the future isn't written in stone. I mean, that's the first thing I say when I give a reading. It is not written in stone. You can affect the future based on what you know now. And let's look at this and see what we could do to avoid that bus that's heading in your direction.
And this is a perfect example of why we like the Celtic Cross or any overview spread. It tells us where you've been. You know, we don't read cards like, oh, this is just some crap in the past. Like card 3 and card 4 is like foundation. What caused all this? And then what recently just happened to bring us to this point? So Sally shows up late for work. Well, where were you? What was your intention? Where were you? Card 4. What was your intention? Card 5. Mm-hmm. Really, what were you hoping for? Starbucks always takes me 3 minutes. I knew exactly what I want. I just didn't know that there was going to be 15 people in line going, I don't know what I want. Is it? Here, let me call. Doop, doop, doop. Hello. If you can see the big picture, if you can see the details, like card 8, who is preventing Sally from being on time, right? Card 6, well, what happened? You know, we know what card 10 was, but you were late. So this is awesome that we, one little spread, you know, that everybody knows. We not only know the answer, we not only know what's going to happen, and we can always add more cards, or we can do different spreads, or we can do follow-up spreads. Please understand, you can always do follow-up spreads. But being able to start right out, and especially with your skeptical clients, this is where you were. This is the foundation. Hey, here's somebody who's you know, screwing around with you. How did you know that?
Right.
That's why I get paid the big bucks. Now, stop messing with the Zohan.
And they always hold back just a little bit to see if you can see it. They always
right. do that. The important thing is, if you are sure that you've seen bad news, deliver it with a straight face, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, look for ways to correct the situation. This is the best part. There's almost always a way around it. I mean, there's a handful of times in life where there's just no way around it. You won't encounter those in readings. You will not be there to give a reading in a situation that's that bad. Also, if you're serious at all about reading, you will be reading tens of times, hundreds, thousands, maybe mm-hmm. tens of thousands of times. You're going to be around for a while, right? When you're giving readings, here's a good, bad, whatever. But what you're going to learn, and I'm trying to, you know, take like a half an hour podcast and really get this in your head so you can learn what it took me years to put together, is that it's not that there's always a way around. It's that life is complex and there's always something going on. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes that means, you know, bail, quit completely. Sometimes mean turn sideways, left, backwards. But guess what? You have cards in front of you. If you have a really solid, good reading, you're like, oh, all right, I've read this. Mm-hmm. Everything here adds up, but it looks like there's an obstacle and then you win, or an obstacle and then you lose. Or you're going to do everything right and it's not going to turn out the way you want.
Right.
This is awesome. Open up the black book and go to the back and it says, problem solving with tarot cards. I give you spreads on how to solve problems. Mm-hmm. Go to my goddamn school for $1, right? I will teach you how to solve problems. And if you don't want to, here's how you do it. Cast another spread. Like go, okay, thank you, Lordy Lord, whoever. I see what's going on. Now I'm going to scoop my cards up and I'm going to ask you bozos again, except this time I'm going to ask, How do we solve this problem? Okay. How do we avoid this problem? How we get rid of it? I mean, again, do you want to solve it, avoid it, get rid of it? It depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got tarot cards. It's not like a vending machine. Oh, crap. I don't have any more quarters. Oh, I can't get the answer because I don't have any more quarters. Like, no. And you know, you got cards. You can always just shuffle them. And please, tear down the spread, shuffle them, you know, use every card at your disposal. Do it again.
Oh, my God. Second deck if you need to. Come on.
Second deck, right? Oh, now that's in the black book. Now we're getting a series like working with two decks and whatnot. And it's not like you can't do that. Problem is we get so advanced that the advanced kids start talking.
True.
Like, well, you want blah, 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 blah. Don't buy your spread. And, you know, so what about distant past remote viewing? And let's add dowsing into that. It's like, oh.
That's no, another podcast, Dusty.
It's like, you know, poor kids who are beginning are like, wait, stop talking algebra and geometry. I'm just trying to figure this out. So there you go, kids. How to give bad news. my editor said, tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them what you told them. If you think you see bad news, check your sources, mister. You know, mm-hmm. Check your sources, right? Everything adds up. Tell them, hey, it looks like, and here's a great way to just add it looks like. It looks like this. If you just go, wow, you're going to die, that's probably not a good way to say it.
It's a little harsh.
If you say, it looks like, you know, it's like... It's like Talladega Nights. Well, with all due respect. No, I said with all due respect. So anything that means I can say anything I want, right? So remember, all you have to do is say with all due respect, and then you can say whatever you like. So, yes, couch it if you have to. And tell them, and it's not about, here's the thing I don't want. So I don't want, oh, the cards are not set in stone. Come back in a week. The future may change. No, let's solve it right now.
Yeah.
It's over right now. It's like, okay, here's what it looks like it's going to go. If you keep going down this path, that's, mm-hmm. you know, that guards are trying to tell you. If you keep going down this path, hey, you're going to go to Disneyland. Okay, don't change anything. Or you're going to miss the boat to Disneyland, you know, because when there's a three of wands. Okay, how do we not miss the boat? That's a brand new question. Well, great. Right. Shuffle and go. So there's your summation. Thank you all for being here. If you have any questions, thoughts, concerns, complaints, refunds, free refund, it's free. You know, if you have anything at all, questions, the address is writeme@dustywhite.net. I'm still really WRITME. Damn it, Eddie, you know how to spell the words. Write me, little at sign, dustywhite.net. So in other words, write me at dustywhite.net. How hard is that?
And that goes right to you. It doesn't go to anybody else. It goes to you.
I know, right? I'm so lonely. Everybody write me. Other than that, go over to Easy Tarot Lessons. I'm going to say it again because we don't. One thing I hope you notice, we don't monetize. We don't monetize this. We won't have Google ads, you know, and believe me, I can do that. Because I don't want to, and there's no affiliates. God bless you if you make money with affiliate marketing. That's fine. Everybody else. I don't want any question that if I say, hey, yellow box deck is the way to go, and the universal deck, I prefer that over the radiant, and I think you will too, even though they look quite a bit the same. One should go with the words at the bottom and say, oh god, no, don't give me keywords. That's gonna be a no quick and easy deck. See, I'm not telling you this because I'm getting paid. I'm telling you this because I really want you to do well. Now go be fruitful and multiply. Come back next week. We'll have more stuff for you. We got hundreds of lessons for you. And that's just in podcasts. We got videos. I got a couple of books. I got more books coming out eventually, right? I've got courses. How can I write me at dustywhite.net? Here's how you can help me, you damn hippie. All right. Bye for now.